12. Extra. Jack and the Beanstalk. Larry's little brother, Tim, loves stories. This is his favourite one.
Jack lives with his mother in a lovely little cottage in the English countryside, but they are very poor. One day, Jack's mother looks in the food cupboard.
Oh dear, Jack! We haven't got any food left. We've only got milk from the cow to drink.
What do you want me to do, Mum? We're starving. We have to think of something.
I'm afraid we have to sell our cow. It's our only hope.
So Jack takes the cow to the local market.
You've got a very healthy cow there, young man. I can give you 5 beans for it, if you like.
5 beans? That isn't very much. The cow must be worth more than that.
Oh, take it or leave it. Oh, they're not ordinary beans, by the way. They're magic beans.
Jack sells the cow, but when he gets home, his mother is very angry.
Ugh! Haven't you got any brains, Jack? 5 beans for a healthy cow?
And she throws the beans out of the window. Early the next morning, Jack sees something big and green outside his window.
Huh? What on earth is that?
It's a giant beanstalk, and it's still growing.
Goodness me! They must be magic beans after all.
Now we can make bean soup every day, Mum. We don't have to die of hunger.
Oh, yummy.
Good boy, Jack.
Later in the afternoon, Jack is climbing the beanstalk, which goes high above the clouds. When he gets to the very top, he hears a voice.
What are you doing here? This is not a place for children. My husband eats children.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Quick, my husband is coming. Hide in the oven.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
No, dear. I'm cooking porridge on the stove, that's all.
An hour later, the giant is sleeping and snoring in his rocking chair. His wife is doing the washing up. Jack is still hiding in the oven, but suddenly he sees a goose.
Goose, lay a golden egg for me now.
And the goose lays a golden egg. Jack jumps out of the oven, picks up the goose, and runs.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Moments later, Jack is climbing down the beanstalk as fast as he can. But the horrible giant is following him. Is Jack going fast enough?
Fee-fi-fo-fum! I smell the blood of an Englishman!
Luckily, Jack is quicker and hits the ground first.
Ugh! What are you doing, Jack? What's happening?
Quick, Mum! Give me the axe!
Jack takes the axe and cuts down the beanstalk.
Fee-fi-fo-fum! I smell the blood of a...
Got you!
And that was the end of the giant and the beanstalk. But Jack and his mother were never poor again, thanks to the goose that laid the golden eggs. The end.